Subcommittee. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Senate Committee on Business Professions and Economic Development. We have one bill on our file today, and it is SB 512 by Senator Hernandez. And Senator Hernandez, if you proceed, we will begin as a subcommittee since we have not established a quorum as yet.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This bill will require healthcare practitioners that are administering non-FDA-approved stem cell treatments to post a notice as well as provide a disclosure form to their patients about the proposed stem cell treatment. The bill gives the licensing boards the authority to cite any fine and any violation healthcare practitioner not to exceed $1,000 per violation. Additionally, it will require the California Medical Board to collect and annually report data on any stem cell therapy related complaints, which will better inform us of the magnitude of the issue in the state of California. Mm-hmm. The cost of this bill has been estimated by the Assembly Appropriation to be minor and absorbable. Lastly, the bill has received no votes on both the Senate and the Assembly committees and floors. And with that, members, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. Thank you, Senator Hernandez. A question. So this would be a non-approved FDA stem cell therapy. And you may not know this, but why do we allow non-FDA approved stem cell therapies at all?
Well, I mean, good question. The FDA is starting to crack down, and there's a lot of, because it's not technically done in a hospital. It's usually done in a doctor's office, so there's no licensing for it. So what they're doing, they're promoting, and they're going this really fine line where they're not saying curing, but they say we could treat Alzheimer, diabetes, you know, whatever. And they'll take stem cells from one part of the body with no clinical data on it, and then they'll inject it into a different part of the body. And in some cases, they'll actually cause harm, but there's no really federal or state regulation on it. And it was brought to my attention, and that's why I wanted to at least have some kind of noticing of it. And in the way it's been amended, it's now in the BNP code to have some kind of enforcement.
I see. Very good. Thank you. Yes.
So just to follow up on that, the reason, the basis for it, as I recall, is if you're board certified, it's within the doctor's discretion
correct.
To do that.
Correct.
And even if it's not been proven to be effective.
That is correct.
Thank you. We will establish a quorum if we could. Please call the roll.
Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Fuller?
Here.
Fuller here. Dodd? Galgiani? Glazer? Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Pan?
Here.
Pan here. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk here.
I'll take your aye as well.
Yeah.
You're going to get it.
Yeah, we do have a quorum. Thank you. We've established a quorum. Are there witnesses here in support of this legislation? Are there witnesses here in opposition? Seeing no one, bringing back a further question. Yes, Dr. Pan.
No, thank you, and thank you, Senator Hernandez, for bringing this bill forward. I just wanted to clarify, because the language does say healthcare practitioners, mm-hmm. because certainly this is an issue that involves many different types of healthcare practitioners. For example, the Sacramento Bee did an article, and they talked about, clinic, a naturopathic clinic. We see advertisements from chiropractic right. clinics. That's part, you know, they even promote them in their meetings. This kind of therapy, it's been very popular to inject stem cells into people's joints and so forth. So is the intention of this bill that the medical board have jurisdiction over those other practitioners when it comes to this kind of behavior?
So I would assume that the medical board does not have authority. And my understanding, if it's a chiropractor or a naturopath, and I'm not 100% sure on the naturopath, but my understanding is chiropractors don't have the authority to inject. So,
well,
and I would think that if they're doing it, then it should be the chiropractic board that would be going after them, who are totally doing it. I'm not disagreeing with you. There's a lot of things that happen within our healthcare system, and I would hope that at some point the FDA does come down and crack on it. I think that hopefully this will shine some attention to it, where the various disciplinaries would be able to look at their professionals that license them. But I don't know if the medical board has the authority to go after a chiropractor.
So I appreciate the right. bill itself and the language I saw said healthcare practitioner, licensed healthcare practitioners. I wonder if it needs to be broadened mm-hmm. so that that's what the, because it refers to the medical board, but then the problem is actually, I think the problem is much more broad because it involves, unfortunately, it's right. actually many, it's not physicians. There are some physicians perhaps, but there are a lot of other practitioners who unfortunately are promoting unproven therapies, and certainly that's a major concern, health and safety right. concern. And so I want to be sure that this bill also covers those other practitioners so that the respective boards could address that, and hopefully they will do so on behalf of the safety of the right. patients in California.
Senator Pan, I was just advised that if there is a chiropractor or another medical practitioner operating or practicing outside of their scope, and it is something that affects the medical practice, then the medical board can go after them and for those violations of the Practice Act.
And my staff just notified me that it's their prospective licensing board have the ability to go after them as well.
Okay, so I just want to be clear as I'm hearing the testimony that stem cell treatment, at least to date, is a medical procedure, not for the other ones, and that the medical board can actually go after both other people who are licensed and also, of course, people who are practicing medicine without a license
yes.
who are using stem cells.
That's correct.
As long as it's not FDA approved.
That's my understanding.
Okay. So I just want to be clear so that the medical board does have jurisdiction to go after people who are using stem cells without FDA approval who are not licensed physicians but maybe licensed in another health profession.
Very good. That's my understanding.
Okay. I just want to make that very clear.
Very good. Thank you. Other questions or comments from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, entertain a motion to move that this is that the assembly amendments would be concurred in. We have a motion from Senator Wilk. Please call the roll.
Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dodd? Galgiani? Glazer? Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
The bill has six votes. We will hold the roll open for absent members. Thank you, Senator Hernandez.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir.
Well, she's coming back from. Dodd?
Here.
Aye.
Dodd, aye.
I didn't know what we were doing.
Galgiani, Glazer.
Thank you very much. We'll continue to hold the roll open for absent members. Thank you. Good morning. We will open the roll for absent members. Please call the absent members.
SB 512, Hernandez. Motion is the assembly amendments be concurred in. Galgiani, Glazer.
Where's the chair on this?
Aye.
Oh, yeah. Aye.
Glazer, aye.
Very good. Thank you. We will continue to hold the roll open for the absent members. Thank you. We'll open the roll for absent members. Please call the roll on SB 512.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. 9-0.
9-0.
9-0.
That SB 512 has 9 votes. It is out, and we will adjourn the hearing for today. Thank you.